Thursday, October 18th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. In this sensitive animal welfare period when companies want meat to be characterized as clean, being able to pass audits of retail food purveyors is required to stay in business. It is good to know the thoughts of someone who has written many of the audits used. That includes the ones McDonald's uses, Dr. Temple Grandin's. She was a huge hit at our customer appreciation event because her expertise is so multifaceted. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and I chose Animals Make Us Human from her library of books. She had chapters on dogs, cats, horses, cattle, hogs, and poultry. Her favorite livestock is cattle. She relates well to how they think. She says that cattle have a wide panoramic vision, and a cow's brain is like a sentry that instantly sees rapid movements that may signal danger. She says that cows stick together in groups, but that the lead cow may not be the dominant cow in the herd. She wrote the animal welfare audit for the American Meat Institute in 1997. The five automatic fails when it comes to handling all animals were hitting or beating up animals, driving animals on top of one another on purpose, sticking prods or other objects into sensitive parts of animals, dragging live animals, slamming gates on animals on purpose. In order to provide meat to McDonald's, the plants must pass a Temple Grandin audit. Similarly, for ranches and feedlots, she suggests electric prodding, 5% of cattle or less, cattle that fall, no more than 1%, cattle that moo or bellow during handling, no more than 3%, cattle that run into gates and fences, no more than 1%, cattle moving at a trot coming out of a squeeze chute, 25% or less. She praised the beef industry for conditions that are much better than they were in the 1990s. She said that the instances that she sees of animal abuse are isolated and the results of poor employee supervision. They are the rare exceptions rather than the norm. Pigs, she says, are smart, curious, and harder to keep happy. She says that the technological improvements at the hog industry in pursuit of productivity have lowered the emotional welfare of the pigs. She says that sow stalls activate the rage and fear responses because they are severe forms of restraint. They also stifle the pig's seeking system. She favors the European loose housing system for sows with separate feeding stalls. She says that for the industry to eliminate sow stalls, they'll have to cull the most aggressive sows from the breeding herd. Group sow management requires a higher level of management that I will not go into here. She says that McDonald's audits of 75 pork processing plants resulted in the firing of three managers, but she believes that some, 20 to 30%, just performed for the audit and reverted to prohibited practices after they left. She says that plant audits should be done through remote surveillance. She hates animal prods and that McDonald's plants audits ended their abusive use. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Dr. Temple Grandin said that she is not a chicken person. McDonald's asked her to put together audits for poultry welfare, and she agreed. As she toured her first poultry farms and hatcheries, she said that the welfare that she saw was horrible. The McDonald's executive traveling with her said that he thought the plants looked like an undercover video of the HSUS. Workers were throwing chickens, breaking wings, and tossing live birds in dumpsters. She says that chickens suffer physically because of rough handling, bad industry practices, and poor genetics. She also weighed in on cage size and ways poultry slaughter should be improved. She said that it did not take that much larger cage size to significantly improve bird welfare. She's not necessarily a proponent of the cage-free system, as they too can require high management. She says that poultry industry executives object to animal welfare audits, using biosecurity as an excuse. She says that can be solved by installing webcams in plants and farms so that everyone can see what's going on. She says the chickens should be produced in glass houses. She would appear not to trust the poultry industry. She believes that the poultry industry methods of production conflict most with the natural development of the species, and that industry productivity has adopted management practices that conflict with bird welfare. She said at the time of her book, 2010, that just 30% of poultry complexes were being audited compared to 90% for beef. She says that 20% of people that she sees working with livestock are naturals, and the rest have to be trained. As I have put it, livestock companies' equity is put at risk by the conduct of those at the bottom of their pay scale. Training, employee monitoring, and company audits of the protocols are being practiced are necessary to meet the high animal welfare standards that consumers demand. There are some that do not like Dr. Temple Grandin raising the bar for their industries, but better her than the HSUS. She has no problem with animal agriculture. When I had a meal with her, she ordered pork. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.